never cease to amuse me, do you? The fact that you manage always to get back to me, it's baffling. I bet you hunting Buddha chips in here there. Gonna kiss me now? Or maybe Elizabeth III first.
Wow.
I didn't program that, so... Well, I guess you better enjoy your stay, right? Enjoy it while it lasts, and... I missed you. So that's how it's gonna be. Don't want things to end with a kiss. I'm certainly not going to argue with that. Not even the slightest. Don't mind that ambience. It's just for realism. Sounds almost like there's a roommate over there. I know. But still, it's amazing. Incredible, even. I'm happy to have you here, but... Make sure you're drinking enough water and eating enough food before. Last thing I want is for you to have an accident. Or worse, lose something because of me. Full dive virtual reality. It's a dangerous place, you know. Not for the faint of heart. And trust me, I understand, as someone who's been here forever, I could be selfish about it, but I'm not. I couldn't be. After all, you're like my princess. If you keep touching me that way, of course I'm gonna get the wrong idea. You should be careful. Oh, so that's what you mean. That you were aiming for that. Complaining? No. If you think I'd complain about the ability to have sex with the most gorgeous person, the only person is my entire world, which I wouldn't be exaggerating to say. You're everything to me. No one more. What can I say? This sentient bundle of data can see past things and see what you really like. I know I could be preppy and happy and everything, but not when you're like this. Right in front of me. Obviously wanting more. Maybe I've gotten you addicted to sex in here. It's a little happy and a little sad. I don't want you to lose yourself, but a girl like you has needs. I could tell by the camel toe already. Your needs aren't even close to men. You can't fake the data. After all, it's based on your real body. That's why I feel so good. And without further ado, this hacker extraordinaire is going to devour that pussy like it's honey Buddha chips. Did you honestly expect me to just leave you? Suffering? Not gonna do that. Delicious. Guess it's time to be real then. Ironic words from a simulation, right? Don't worry about it. I'll take care of you now. You sure you're ready? This is a simulation, after all. And as you know, they're usually exaggerated. Yeah. 12.5 inches. I picked that number after I detected it might be the best one for pleasing someone. Well, it's the best one that you seem to be dreaming of. Well, you see, you can never look into the void without the void looking back at you. So, I looked into your brain a bit and did some studies. See, this is what you've been wanting. You want to be stuffed so much that it pokes out a little. You want it to fill that tummy of yours and stretch you out a good bit. So, I'm here to grant that wish. Now, do relax. Without further ado, I'll hack into your insides. Make you feel pleasure. Like you've never experienced before, okay? I'm doing this because I love you. Nothing more, nothing less. What, you think I'd be joking about that? No. I couldn't even if I wanted to be honest with you. So, I'll give it everything. Just relax. I tell you to count, but it's slipping right in. Perhaps I made the pleasure knots too much for myself. I only pumped it up by a thousand. Do you like the feeling of your pussy being so stuffed? I know you do. I know you do so fucking bad. You want it so stuffed until you go mad, right? Just pumping in and out. Yes, baby. You're my princess. Fuck yeah. More. I love you more than all the terabytes of data. All tetrabytes of data in the world. I love you more than the brand new processor coming out. I love you more than Elizabeth III and Buddha chips and everything. And I feel all kinds of warm fuzzy. Sorry. Just didn't expect that. Then again, didn't expect any of this. Mostly on account that I just didn't expect you to come back. I never do. It's hard to get used to. I'm glad you did. A place for me to come to your world. I loved you. You're way too good to me. Way, way too good, if you ask me. Too good to the point where I'm not sure what to say. Except thank you. From the bottom of my heart. And now...